Yo, what's going on, everybody, man? What's good, y'all? This is your little big brother, Eric G. No, you know me from Random Thoughts with Eric G, but I am doing my own little side hustle. This right here is Word to the Wise. Word to the Wise is where we give unsolicited advice and our own unsolicited opinions. Every week, I'll bring on two good podcaster friends I got, man, and we all get the chance to just vent and talk how we want to talk. People can call in and just vent and get stuff off their chest or ask for advice. And we're going to try our best to give it to them, no matter how messed up it is. Hey, yo, so I got two guests on tonight. Bring them in. Flynn, what's up, bro?
Hey, man, I don't think I've been called a podcaster friend before, so I feel honored and privileged tonight, man. Appreciate you, bro.
Hey, man, I mean, it's a time for change, man. It's 2024. we got to switch it up. And the lovely and very opinionated Miss Sarah, how you doing, baby?
I am fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm glad you're here. So first, before we get started, I'm gonna let y'all introduce yourselves and give people a chance to know who you are. Go ahead, Flynn. No, my bad. Sarah, go ahead. Hey,
Ladies first.
Go ahead.
My name is Tara Michelle. I am mostly known for being a fragrance influencer on YouTube. My channel is Opinionated Scents. You can also find me on Instagram at Opinionated_Scents. And I have my own radio show on Opulence Radio called Truthfully Opinionated.
All right. And she is very opinionated, y'all, so this is perfect for her.
Yo.
Hey, Flynn, what's up, bro? Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I'm J-Dot Flynn, a.k.a. The Deacon, also known as Mineral Water Poppy. I am the host of the What Is TWS podcast, dropping episodes every Monday on all your streaming platforms. And I'm also on Opulence Radio. I host a two-hour show on Fridays, the Kiss the Sky Experience, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. And then I'm also a co-host of the All on the Table Happy Hour hip-hop discussion, and that's on Tuesdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. See, I'm the only one ain't on Opulence, man. They don't like me like that. Me and Emerald are the fight. I'm the only one out of the whole group. I'm the only one that's not on the show. It's all right, man. It's
have
crazy.
I'm pretty sure she let you.
No, we had a conversation. I asked her. She told me, she like, I'm sorry, I do her voice. She like, Eric, how do you feel if we do a show? And I was like, yeah, we'd be good. Hey, we'll do a once a month show type thing. Let's do a once a month type thing.
Man. Oh, okay.
And I hear shit else. I said, damn.
Hey. Oh, I see what we're doing tonight. That's okay.
No, let me tell you this right here, Flynn. Yo, this show right here, I want to be raw. You know what I'm saying? We ain't trying to be all like put together. That's why it's not on camera. It's just us talking.
I got you. I'm here for it. I mean, I don't know about the raw part. Pause. But I'm good.
I was going to say some extra stuff, but they ain't for everybody's business. All right. And that right there. Anyway, look.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, man. So the topic of tonight is when to tell your current partner about your past. You know what I'm saying? About your past relationships, about your past breakups, your past situationships, and your sexual partners you had. You know what I'm saying? And I think we all, I mean, I know both of y'all been married before, right?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yes, we have.
Okay. All right, then. So let me ask a question. What was, like, before y'all, because y'all your very grown age, what was y'all type when y'all was younger? What type of person was y'all attracted to in your younger days? Go ahead, Tara. Go ahead. I'll let you go.
He had to be 6'5" and not an inch shorter. He needed to hoop for sure, but I didn't mind a football player. I've always liked the chocolate man. I cannot do light-skinned dudes. I'm so sorry. And he had to be a thug. He had to be a thug. I wanted him in the streets. He needed to be about that life. I mean, I was a typical good girl who liked a bad boy. I just, I I'm ashamed to say it, but I'm glad that I'm not like that still as an adult. But as a young, yeah, baby, that was my type.
I can see that. I can see that 100%. Hey, yo, hey, you look like you used to like to fight. I ain't going to say it out loud.
I'm working on it, boy, in a heartbeat.
Wait, what was your type back in the day, man?
Man, I was...
You would say Caucasian?
Lauryn Hill. Come on, though. This is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. It follows me everywhere I go.
Hey, we're being honest.
Quite the opposite, man. Lauryn Hill was a prototype to me. I like the bohemian, the dreads, the beads, the long skirts, the incense. Like, all of that was my thing.
So you was into that neo-soul, Floyd type of woman.
Let's go to a poetry slam. Yeah, I was definitely into that type of vibe.
Okay, that's cool. Lauryn Hill is my favorite singer of all times, man. But if I had to say my type back in the day, I was over. I'll be honest, when I was young, if anybody said yo, Ari, let's go, I was ready. I didn't care at the time. I've dated. I'm trying to think. I didn't think I had a real type back in the day. As long as she was kind of cute, had a good personality. No, she was, if you can make me laugh, oh man, because I'm goofy. So if you can make me laugh, I know you the best. You my best friend. You know what I'm saying?
If she was breathing, you were ready to go.
I mean, somewhere breathing. I mean, somewhere. Flynn want to start. We can do this. I'm the only guy who don't insult Flynn, so I'm trying to be nice.
Okay, let me maintain that.
Go ahead. Wait a minute. The bodyguard, go ahead, Tara. What'd you say?
All I was saying was if he's picking at you first, go for it, because I don't do no one-sided business.
Hey, go ahead. That's what we're talking about. Hey, Tara, tell him. This ain't the roast battle, man. We can do it for real. Hey, man. So, also, man, with that, You said you really got into more of the bohemian type of woman back in the day, right?
Yeah. That was definitely my type. Lisa
Bonet, okay. I'm going to ask you a question. Was those type always receptive to you?
I've never had a game. Never in my life. It's just not been a thing.
Damn.
So while that was my type, the people I ended up in relationships with, the women who crossed the room to say something to me. Like, if you made your way over to me and you said hello, we can talk. But I was not walking over there to you. And it wasn't because I was too cool. It's because I was too nervous. I was too scared.
Well, hold on a second. We got a couple people in the chat want to ask some questions. Let's see who I got first. Hey, what's going on, man? Hold on, let me make sure they can hear me. Hey, the person with the 919 number, what's going on? Oh, that they can hear me. Okay. Let's see who's on the next one there. Hey, what's going on?
What's up, dude?
What's up? What's up, man?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you good. Who
this?
Kyle?
Yeah, it's Kyle.
Oh, what's up, Kyle? What's going on, bro?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, cool, man. Hey, thanks for calling me. You got something you want to vent and get off your chest real quick? Or you want to ask us a question?
I was just coming in. Like, I knew I was, you know, I was late, was trying to come in before the, you know, before the show started. But, but yeah, how y'all doing tonight?
Doing good, man. Appreciate you, Kyle.
Yeah, appreciate y'all.
Hey, man, I appreciate you too, Kyle, man. Hey, look, feel free to call back, man. You got anything you want to ask or vent to us? You know what I'm saying? You know, we got you. And appreciate you for supporting me, man. Yo, Kyle was on the last episode. He did a great job. Kyle dropped some gems last time. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no problem. I know. Thanks for supporting me, bro. Yeah.
Hey, always. It feels so good to have love, ain't it, y'all? Hey, who was that guy? I got somebody. Yep. Somebody waiting right here. Let's see what's going on.
I watched too much South Park. All I could think was punching pie, Cal. Punching pie.
Hey, yeah. What's going on? I guess they don't want to... Is somebody there? All right, then. I guess not there. I'm going to go ahead and take you on off then, man. Let me... If you want to stalk, man, stalk on your own time.
That's crazy.
Appreciate it for coming in, man. I appreciate the support regardless. Hey, well, back to the thing. So, Plan, like I said, you said those type of women wasn't receptive to you back then?
I really didn't give them an opportunity.
You never approached them.
Yeah, I never approached them. I took what came to me.
So you just liked them from a distance. That's pretty much. You like Lisa Bonet from a distance. You didn't want her to talk to you.
Yeah, she just said something to me. I'd have passed out. I don't know. It wouldn't have worked.
Oh, damn. All right, Lord. So good chick gone bad, Sarah.
Nah, it was. Hey, I was Sarah, the bad chick at first. Now I'm the good chick.
I don't believe that either, but still.
Well, I try to be.
Hey, yo. Let me tell y'all, man. One thing Sarah going to do is she's going to talk some junk, man. I think she'd have cussed me out at least 10 times, especially in that marathon.
I cursed you out.
Only,
oh, my God.
Only 10? Only 10? You getting off good, man. Y'all must be cool.
Wow. That's a shame.
I'm on her good side. Right. Oh, they call it back. Okay, we'll see. Hey, what's good?
Yo.
Hey, caller, what's good?
Hello.
Hey, what's good? What's up?
Hey, Eric, this is Blakely, man. Did I get kicked out or was I?
I was scared, man. You didn't say nothing. I didn't know what was going on.
I was listening. I didn't even know that you was talking to me.
Man, I thought my stalker had started calling. What's up?
Oh, no, man. I'm enjoying the show. Listening to you guys talk, man. I don't know what I missed when I got kicked out. I don't know what you was saying right before that. I knew it was the last relationship.
Oh, no. So asking my guests about their past crushes and what they like. You have a question or advice or something you want to get off your chest?
I'm always honored that you invite me to these calls and on your platform. Anytime that I come, I always just want to speak about making sure that people are aware of early voting. It's important that we get everyone out to vote and paying attention to the things that are happening around our local communities. And I think more so if I would want to say anything, they could probably get off my chest, is I want more parents and adults to be accountable for some of the things that are happening to our kids, and making sure as adults we learn how to do life and be responsible adults. So that's about all I have to say, man. I appreciate it. If there's any other topics or something you guys talk about, I'll jump in. But I do appreciate any time that I'm invited and allowed to come on your platforms, man.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. Hey, you got Tara or Flynn? You got anything you want to ask?
Then we want to ask. Do the people hear you when you announce what the topic is? Because nobody has called in to actually talk about this topic or to ask us any questions. I'm confused about how this works.
So how this work is, like I said, you can call in and while you're on the show, and like I said, we discuss the topic. The topic is up. If you call it, people do know what the topic is when they come in. Hopefully they'll listen to it enough and you know what's going on. But if they don't, we still roll with it.
Well, you know what? I will say this in response to what this young man said. It is very, voting early, during, as long as you do it on time, is very important. And for my piece in this, I want to say we really have got to stop just thinking red and blue. there are other parties like the Libertarians, the Green Party, which I happen to be very fond of, and nothing's going to change if we keep letting Democrats and Republicans run things and do the same thing over and over again. Stop being afraid to look elsewhere if you actually want things to change. Thanks.
All right, man. Look at that. Look at that.
Man, I don't know who you with, man. That's a lucky man. That's what's up.
If you
hey,
say so.
Hey, yo, man. That's, the way she just said it, man, moved me to tears. I can't believe it. Hey, Blake, man, I appreciate it, bro. Thanks again, man. Just stay tuned, man.
All right. We're going to do it.
Anyway, y'all, so what he was saying, though, so Vlad said he was scared to approach his type, and Tara went head first and hit a brick wall. So anyway.
You know what? you didn't ask me that question.
Hey, yo.
I most certainly did not.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you go then. Have you ever approached your type? Was your type ever, like, willingly to come to you and take you out and do something with you?
Have you seen me? Okay, so here's the thing. I'm a true girl in the sense that I, like, approaching dudes, like, full on, going like, hey, you want to go out, is crazy to me. I'm not saying it's a bad thing for women who move like that, but I'm just from an era where I will flirt with you or make sure that you know I'm interested, but you absolutely going to come to me. Like, come on.
I mean, it's not wrong with a female actually approaching the guy because I'll be honest with you.
For those females who like that, go ahead. I'm not that chick. I'm just not.
But let me say this. I do feel that the reason why a lot of guys, especially nowadays, don't want to do that is because we already know we're going to get rejected. It's very, very rarely that a female is going to get rejected when she goes to a guy. And she could be the ugliest thing in the world. But very rarely a guy can be like, ew, get away from me. I don't want to talk to you. Look at your shoes. Like, that's not going to happen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Is somebody building something? Are you building something or cooking in the kitchen? What are we doing?
No, I am married to a baker. And
oh,
she is working.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures, man.
Okay.
He's throwing down over there.
For me, I grew up, it was a different time. I know we got the Me Too movement going on now and all this other, you know, where they got hot girl summers and stuff. I didn't grow up with that. I grew up in a time where dudes at least they made it seem like they liked to approach you. And again, I was not flirtatious with anyone who didn't have a chance. I let you know I was interested, so you already knew why you were coming over. I'm not going to set you up for failure. And even with the dudes who approached me that I wasn't interested in, I would have a conversation, laugh a little bit, walk off with them, and as we're walking off, say, just so you know, this is not going to happen, but I was not getting ready to embarrass you in front of the whole school. So we can keep walking down this hallway, but when we make this right, you go your way and I'm going mine. I keep it classy.
Damn. You know what? That's the most classy rejection I ever seen. But go ahead, Flynn. What you were to say?
Now, I was going to say, like, you know, like you said, like, not only may we get rejected, but we might get rejected. We might end up in court. We might lose our job. We might get outed on social media, all kinds of stuff. Like,
silly.
You got to be careful these days.
And that's the thing is, too, man. It's real. I think nowadays a lot of guys are just afraid of the rejection. A lot of times
the shit hurts, Tara. The shit fucking hurts.
But you know what? But wait a minute. As men, and until this, I can't speak to this new world that's out here. But as men, that has always been who's been the number one approacher. Yeah, things are starting to turn. It's still not 50-50, though. So why wouldn't you guys just be used to that at this point? You should genetically be used to that.
You don't get used to pain.
You don't get used to getting your heart broken.
So you ask a girl that you don't know out, and she says no thank you, and you're in pain, you might need to check yourself.
Because they don't say no thank you. They give you, like Eric said, they give you the ew, what made you think. They might hit you with the look at you, and then look at me, and then look at you again, and then see if you should have walked over
the
there. They hit you with all of that.
What Tara said at the beginning, when I first asked the question was, she says, "But look at me." That's exactly what happened.
I didn't say that. Yeah. I said, have you seen me? But no, I was joking. Look, I just don't come from an area where women were approaching men like that.
That is true.
I have never said that to a man. A man has never walked up to me and I said, look at me. What the does that even mean? Because there might be one man who looks at me and thinks I'm attractive, and the next one might think I'm the worst thing he's ever seen. So I would never actually say that to a real person.
Yeah, but it happens, though. And I was saying, nowadays, a lot of guys do not want to deal with that. But then, also, you do got a lot of immature guys out here who can't take no. You know what I'm saying?
That is correct. They will go to their trunk, grab something, and come back and try to end your life for saying no. But you also have to realize that some of these women are saying real reckless things. You don't have to embarrass a man. You don't have to demean a man. You can just say no thank you. You can say I have a man. You treat a person with respect no matter which way you're going, if you're interested or if you're not. I don't understand the need to be nasty when rejecting someone.
Have you seen that, like, the people will post a screenshot of the text messages and, like, look at this thirsty dude or whatever. Like, it don't matter what you do. Like, they really dragging us right now.
With that, though, y'all. If everybody got a friend group. Now they got,
y'all crazy
you
in the group chat.
You try to text your girl. She put it in the group chat. Look what Leroy said to me. La, 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 la. Like, it happened. That do happen. Again, look at his shoes. Ew. Stuff like that do happen.
I'm going to say said before to other women, for the women who are listening, stop doing the group chat stuff, because the thing that you think your dude is doing that's annoying, the next girl might want that type of dude, and you're going to find yourself by yourself, and then you'll be reading the same group chat where your friend is sleeping with old boy. So just shut up.
Now, that's a whole nother topic right there, too, because a lot of the times,
I've never been in a group chat about my dude. That's ridiculous.
But don't say a lot of times, them friends to tell you that he ain't shit, girl, yeah, get away from him, they be in there trying to holler, too. It happens.
Yeah.
But and I think it's different. I think because guys are different. Guys nowadays, they on that female stuff too. So they'll try to tell you that the girl is trash and still trying to hit. It happens.
Yeah.
All right. So so here's my thing too. So I know both of y'all have been married. I know both of y'all said that your marriage wasn't the best thing. Wasn't the best for y'all at the time. If y'all really want to know more about that, everybody is it that big long marathon we did for a couple weeks ago. But you know, y'all talked about how the problems y'all had in your marriage would cause your marriage to end. Now that y'all are moving into a new relationship, when do you approach your new partner about your past marriage? When do you start telling them, okay, I'm divorced and this will happen?
Which one of us do you want to answer first?
Ladies first. Yeah.
Okay. I am the type of person who is an open book, so I start those type of conversations immediately. Like, if you approach me and, you know, we start talking on the phone first, that's going to be a part of the conversation, or if we go on a date first. Here's my reasoning for that. I want you to know what I'm coming off the heels of. I want you to know who you're dealing with, what I've been through, if I have any triggers. For me, though, I take time in between relationships, so I'm not really bringing that baggage with me, like, outwardly. You'd have to really do something to trigger me to fall back into memory. But I don't like to waste time. Life is too short. So I don't want to date you for months and then start telling you stuff about me and have you go, oh, if I'd have known that in the beginning, we wouldn't still be talking. So for me, I'm starting off the rip. And if you don't bring it up, I will, because I'm definitely going to start asking you questions to probe into who you are. If you tell me in all your last relationships they left you because you were physically violent, I'm getting up from the table and I'm leaving. Or if you tell me that you got 5 baby mamas, again, I got to go. So let's just start off with the hard stuff so we can see if we want to get to the good stuff.
Okay. Flynn, what about you? When did you start telling your current partner, I was married, and this is what happened, and this is why we broke up?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very much, in terms of, like, relationships and how the relationship went, pretty much open book, and got to get that stuff out early, too. You know, I have a daughter. You know, I'm a co-parent, so, you know, there are going to be times I'm going to have to be around my ex-wife. I'm going to talk about my ex-wife because, you know, I still have a relationship with her because we co-parent, so I'm very upfront with those things. And just in terms of, you know, what I think about relationships, how I feel about relationships, what I want out of a relationship, you know, based on my past experiences, I have no problem, you know, having those conversations. I think sometimes getting into, like, the weeds of, like, the sex and stuff like that, to me, that's a if you ask kind of type of thing. But, you know, just the relationships that I've had and what I've learned and where I am in terms of relationships based upon that, like, yeah, let's have those conversations early. But my kid is going to make that a necessity because you're going to need to know.
Right.
Now, I want to know what that thing do. So I'm asking all the sex questions, too. What that thing do?
I'm going to get into that next. I feel like this is when to rated R. But anyway, real talk, though. Like,
hey, you invited Sarah. You know what's going to happen.
I already know. I was ready for it, man. I ain't going to lie to you. I was hoping for way worse. You don't even know yet. But, no, man. I just, like I said, I'm trying to say, when y'all do get into the relationships, do y'all tell them the bad, though? Like, you wait until y'all get further into the relationship to disclose, okay, this is what happened in our actual marriage. You're like, look, this is let the past die.
I'm an open book. I want you to know everything that I've been through because I want you to make a decision in the beginning if you want to continue to get to know me. I don't want to hide anything. Okay. If you are somebody who is like, don't want nobody who has kids, I have four. If you're someone who doesn't want to be with somebody who used to be married, you want to have a first marriage, I've been married. So everything.
Yeah,
I've been married.
Yeah. But I was saying, I'm just saying, okay, look, my ex-husband cheated on me or my ex-husband was beating on me.
Yes.
Like,
all of that. That's really my story, and I tell all the details. I need you to know that I'm a woman who was physically, mentally, emotionally abused. I had to stay in a homeless shelter with my son when I left him. I want you to know everything. I want you to know what makes me me, because then you're going to understand my personality better and why I have rules about what I will and will not deal with. It all triggers from that. So I'm telling you the bad and the good.
So do you tell that at the beginning, or do you tell that over the course of months, or you know what I'm saying? When does he get that privilege to understand your past, or to know your past like that? And that
okay, so if we start talking over the phone, it's going to be in the first handful of conversation. It probably won't be the first or second conversation, but it will not be a month before this man knows who he's dealing with. I just don't believe, what am I waiting for? So I'm going to hit him with all the good for me and then come and tell him all my traumas? Nope. I'm going to start off, hi, my name is Tara Michelle. I'm crazy as fuck with a bad temper. Let me tell you why. Do you still want to talk to me?
at this age, like, for me, that's the mentality. I'm in the rip the Band-Aid off stage. So let me tell you everything that will possibly make you run. Some of my stuff is pertinent. You know, my marriage ended because of substance abuse. And so I'm in recovery. Mm-hmm. I don't drink. You might need to know that. If we go out for drinks and I sit there with a ginger beer all night, I need you to understand why. You know, or if you offer me something, I need you to understand why I'm going to say no. You know, but, yeah, like, just let's get it all out. Let's rip the Band-Aid off. Let's figure this out. I'm not trying to get a month down the road feeling a certain kind of way about you and you find out something about me that's a red flag that you know, shuts everything down. Let's get all that out the way right here, right now, and figure out if we want to keep moving.
All right, then. Hey, we got a couple callers just came in. Hey, yo, so callers just came in. The topic of the night is when should you tell your current partner about your past relationships and your situationships, the good, the bad, and the ugly? Who we got coming in? Hey, what's good?
Yo.
New call. What's up?
Yo, I want to speak on that. I think it's very mature to get it out the way. As far as I'm concerned, whenever I meet somebody that I'm really interested in and I done failed out through the first couple calls, we'll end up having like a 3-4 hour conversation and putting everything on the line and then going from there. So I feel like, you know, that's just being real with the situation and not playing with it. So kudos to the young lady.
Thank you.
Hey,
I agree with you 100%.
Hey, yo, hold on. I know this jailhouse voice right here. I
don't stop. Nah, but for real,
nigga man,
that's
just broke out. But no, but real talk, on the other side. So,
that's real important.
Hey, yo, when is
yeah,
Jarell? So when do So, like you said, you want to put it all on the table. Do you want to put all that out on the table in the beginning? And nowadays, do you think that people are even receptive to that? You know what I'm saying? Do you think people are even going to take, okay, this is what, like maybe people are like, oh, he's doing too much already, or he's telling too much already. You know
what I'm saying? Well, if they got that mindset, then that's on them. You want the reaction mm-hmm. because you want somebody that's going to understand and reflect and share their, you know what I'm saying, their experiences and not be afraid to answer questions. Because I tell any young person that I deal with, like, find out everything you can about this person, especially if you plan on being with this person for the rest of your life. You know, there's a way to do things and there's a way not to do things. And nobody does things the right way. Like that young lady, that's the correct way of doing it. But we got to look deeper into that, you know, not just talking about your past. We're talking about bloodlines being mixed. Like, there's a lot of messed up human beings and things of that nature where, you know, apple don't fall far from the tree. So, you know, if you're about to lay with this person or spend the rest of your life and just be committed to one person out of all the rest of the women in the world and all the men in the world, well, there ain't a problem with the men because women ain't be tempted as much as men be tempted. But for a man to decide, me personally, if I want to spend the rest of my life with this one person and I'm supposed to just have sex with this one person and give my all to this one person, I got to make sure that that person can accept me for who I am, because I'm accept her. I have no problem making mental adjustments to accept the person, you know what I'm saying, if it's necessary. But the thing is, can they adjust to me and make the mental adjustments to accept who I am? So I think that's very mature and very important that every human should be able to put it out there. Like, this is what I am, and if you can't rock with this, I understand. But I'm letting you know. But please have respect that I'm letting you know. Instead of just playing a game of I'm gonna butter him up and make him fall for me, and then I'll show him the side that I really don't want him to know about. Like that's playing with. That's immature. That's not being responsible. With great power comes great responsibility, and we're responsible with that power that we have. We gotta be responsible for it.
Absolutely, hallelujah, and amen.
Hey,
that's what I'm talking about.
Hey yo, see, I respect that, man. I respect that, man. Yo, he really gonna keep it real. That's what I appreciate about my bro, man. Hold on, the first question. Hey, Flan or Terry, you have any questions for my brother right here?
No, but I will add this to it. I think that, and this is more towards you, Eric, I think that people are too concerned. I think that people are too concerned what other people think. If you are truly authentically yourself and they reject you, instead of being hurt by that, you need to understand you just dodged the bullet. It is so much better not to waste your time or mm-hmm. theirs. If you come out mm-hmm. and say, here's me, and she says you doing too much, that is not the female for you. Keep it pushing.
Yes, I exactly agree with that.
Right.
That's a red flag. You want that reaction. You want to see how they handle that and how they go, you know, how they handle you from there on out. They acting funny, then you can't be mad because we're not for everybody, and everybody ain't for us. We got to understand
what?
That.
Talk that talk.
Right. Right. And I also think that comes with a line of maturity, though. You know what I'm saying? Because at the age, if you're at a certain age, they ain't trying to hear that. You know what I'm saying? When you're trying to holler at a person in their 20s and maybe early 30s, they ain't trying to hear your personal drama because they concerned with themselves. You know what I'm saying? But as you grow, you learn.
You have to get to know yourself and accept yourself and like yourself. If you have so many things that you are ashamed to tell people about, then you're saying you're ashamed of yourself. And if you can get to a place where you're comfortable with who you are, then you don't mind letting people know who you are because you already come to terms with that and you already accept that. But so many people don't really like themselves, and so they're trying to hide that and give you a representative of somebody who they want to be. But they're not really, they aren't at that moment. Like, take the time to work on yourself and get yourself to a place where, you know, you can be your authentic self in front of somebody because you're proud of who you are.
I respect that. See, I know I like talking to older people, but y'all know better.
Oh, shit, but he just called me an older person.
Hey, yo, man.
He's
supposed to be
22, so, yeah.
I'm nowhere near it, but I appreciate that. You know, hello, Tara gave me five different ages, man. I don't think I'm either 45, 72, 31, or 20. Like, damn, Tara, I'm 34.
Okay.
That's FBI, man. All right, man. All jokes aside, man. So here's another question right here, man. And since we're talking about your past, like marriage and stuff, do you disclose how many sexual partners you have with your current partner?
I do. I mean, well, here's the thing. Because I'm in podcasting and I've had that conversation plenty of times before, most people who've heard me before know. However, if someone were to ask me, I'll just sit down and go, hey, I'm Tara Michelle. I've slept with such and such people. But if you ask me, I'm willing to have that conversation with you, and I want you to be honest with me, too. I might not ask for your direct number, but I would want to know if you know it. If you're somebody talking to me and I say, you know, your body count, you're like, I lost count at 200. I'm not going to lie. I probably am not interested anymore. That's a little excessive for me. And, again, it's a part of being open and honest and putting yourself out there so that I can make a decision if I want to keep moving with this, and I do the same for you.
You know what body counts only tell me?
What's that?
That they're how much of a sexual being they are, and how they feel about, you know, sex.
I can assure you that that has nothing to do with it, because if you heard my body count, I guarantee you it has nothing to do with my sex drive or how sexual I am.
Well, you have a lot of sex with a few people.
Choose to be selective about who I sleep with.
Yeah, you can have a lot of sex
or it tells you that they're selective with who they, you know what I'm saying, get their body to or whatever the case may be. Because most men in their 50s got at least 75 or more bodies.
That is wild.
75.
Hold on, Dre. Hey, catch y'all, bro. Catch y'all. Hold on. I want to hear Flan on this. Flan, you at home, man. How old are you, brother?
What's that? I'm 43.
Well, what's your age, brother? 43. So you should be at, what, 59 by now.
You are not
43. How old am I? I lose track. 42. Okay, I gave myself a year.
42. All right, my bad. You should be at 55 and a half. All right.
Yeah, not even close.
My man, I said about 50. You should be well seasoned. That's true?
Yeah. Now, I've had a good amount of sex with a few people. I'm not even close. I'm very selective with who I lay down with. I already got a kid.
Are we talking about the average man? We talking about the average man.
Okay.
Now, a 20-year-old, if you start having sex when you, what, 15, 14, somewhere around there. So between 14 and the next 50, a decade and a half, how many sex partners does the average male, black male, have? Realistically.
Hey, I think we got to break that a little bit, because we teaching opposite messages to people, and they don't really make sense. If we telling women that they should probably be selective and try to keep their count, you know, low, so that the man doesn't feel like you run through when you got him, then if we teaching dudes to just go ahead and run through them, what's happening to all them women on the way to the one you're trying to get to? You done ran through all of them, raising their number. Like, what happens to them? So I think we gotta balance that conversation out a little bit. We gotta start making it seem like it's cool for us to just run through as many as we can, and then look for somebody who hasn't had that same experience.
I'm not speaking on that. I'm just speaking on the reality of the numbers.
Yeah, but I think the more we start to talk about it, like it is what it is, the more we make it seem like it's cool to keep going down that road. Like I think nowadays
is more different than anything else. Nowadays. Sex is very accessible, you know what I'm saying? And it's easy. It's always been easy to get, but it's very easy to get now, you know what I'm saying? So I guess that's why it seemed like the number is so much higher. But back to the question was, when do you tell your it was a quote, man, I'm going to say this. It was a quote from J. Cole, for instance. It says that when a girl says she only messes with four or five dudes, you know you got to multiply by three. And if a guy says he only messes with 50 women, you got to divide that by two. I mean, is that true? Do y'all think that, is that true?
No.
Yeah. It goes back to that. If you cool with what you're doing, if you've accepted your lifestyle and you believe that you're operating the right way based on what you believe, then you don't have no problem representing the truth of whatever your number is. You only do them type of things when you are really ashamed of what you've actually done.
Exactly. A lot of people don't, first of all, don't be stealing what I said. That's wild. I can't believe you just did that. But, yes, that is true. If you're ashamed of what you've done, then you're going to lie. Or, and I think that's for women, usually. You're going to be ashamed that you've had as high of a number as you've had, so you're going to lie about it. But for dudes, because a lot of women are attracted to dudes who have a high count because they assume they make them good or they have enough experience, those dudes will add to their number, because to have a low number as a dude is looked at like you might not have that much experience. You're probably bad in bed. So I could say, I don't know if the math on that is right, but I think the perception is. I think dudes lie up and girls lie down.
Both ways. But, hey, Jarrell,
so dudes lie on their dick.
So dudes do lie on their dick a lot. But Jarrell, my question for you, bro, since you're in here, it's like what you said, that some females do feel that if a guy tell them that, you know, he got a lot of bodies, it's attractive. Have you ever felt that need to tell a female, okay, I slept with this many people, for her to find that attractive to you, or?
No.
What?
No. No. Okay. That's never been a conversation, because it's irrelevant. Who cares? And mom's just speaking on me, like, who cares? They're going to tell the truth. You're never going to know. They're going to, like she said, women lie down, men lie up. So, you know, difference does it matter? You know,
in that case, then, all the way around, I say this right here, and again, just kind of with maturity, I guess, because me and my wife, we've been together for a while, and I'm hoping that she told me the truth and I told her the truth. My thing is, at the point for me, it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? What you've done before me does not concern me at all. You know what I'm saying? I'll be always honest with y'all.
Let me interject real quick. And I'm only going to say this for me and the women I know and I've had conversations with. If I'm talking to a man and he tells me he slept with 300 or 400 women, my major concern becomes why? Or let's just say it's 200, because he was, you know, or let's say it's 75, like he said. I want to know why you're free. Like, why are you against long-term relationships? Have you ever been married? Like, how are you able to fit 75 women into this window? And is it because you like to move around? Or is that a red flag for me to know that you're not going to be here long? And if it is, I don't want you.
Right.
So what is the proper number?
I mean, but I do think that.
What is respectful, a tolerable number for you?
Well, I'm 43. So at this point in my life, and I'm being a straight hypocrite, I know, because I think women's numbers should be lower. I don't really care. I'm not going to have that conversation. But I would say I wouldn't want to be with a dude who was with more than 20 women. And that's just for me.
Okay.
But
I'm going to say this right here, man. My best friends run
through everything still. So that's fine. Do what you do.
But you know what? When I was younger, I didn't, like you said, my thing was, when I was single, I was single. So that means I get to do what I want. I was going to have fun. I'm going to talk to this one. I'm going to do this. I'm on whatever I want to do. Then when I say when I'm in a relationship, I'm all about you. So there's nobody else in the room. But I think I got older now. I'm like, damn. Yeah, the best thing I was sleeping with all them women did was have a great story to tell. That's it. You know what I'm saying? It didn't really make me break me. You know what I'm saying? And I think that it's different when it comes to men and women on that aspect, is because I think that soul ties is a real thing. I do think soul ties are a real thing. And having all those bodies on you after a while, either can change a lot about you. You know what I'm saying? And I still feel like if you're in a relationship, going to a new relationship, if we in a relationship, we finna work it out. I want to know too. I want to know that if you slept with 75 women, I mean slept with 75 dudes, and I want to make sure, like, is it gonna be the dude I'm gonna be at the gas station? Is this gonna be the cashier? Is it gonna be this guy right here? Like, damn, like, how many people know my woman's body? You know what I'm saying? I am going to want to know that.
I'm with you on that, Eric. Like, yeah, I don't really want to know your number. I'm never going to ask. If you tell me, you tell me. It is what it is. But at my age, I know I ain't the first. So, you know, it's cool. I'm trying to be the last. I may want to know, like Eric said, I want to know if I know any of these niggas. Like, am I going to be having a conversation with my homie? And he's like, oh, yeah. You know, Becky with the deep throat. Like, nah, don't do that to me. Like, let me know if that's about to happen.
Yo,
other than that,
I'm sorry. Did you say Becky? Interesting.
That was a book. I sent you that the other day. You know that, but it's cool.
Anyway, man, back to the story. I mean, y'all bring your personal drama. Anyway, hey, y'all, man, but I respect that. I respect that. So, y'all, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to play a song by a local artist, Isaiah 40. He got a song called Trap Soul. We're going to play that, and we'll come back with the advice part.
Spinning up, yeah, I'm sick enough as it is. How can I fight back like that when she clap back? How she throw that ass back, grip that bite, that skid on that back. She lit, she like that, pay for that crack. My dick in the spleen, enough of that rap shit. No mind spain. And I'm on that trap soul. And they want the heartbreak, cause baby I take your soul. Up in the dark place, man, love a fucking song. Hey, yeah, me love a fuck to this song. Been long.
I want to respond to what you said, Eric, and just thank you for mentioning that because I talk about it as often as I can. People need to really look up soul ties, soul mates, and even pair bonding, especially for women.
Right.
There is a chemical, there's chemical things that happen in your brain, in your body, when you sleep with someone, and you can sleep with enough people to where you stop yourself from being able to pair bond. I think that's what's happening to these young women who feel like I can have a hot girl summer and they can sleep with 100, 200, 300 men and feel like they're not affecting themselves. Well, when you find that person that you think you want to spend the rest of your life with, there's only so far you're going to be able to go with them emotionally because you can't create, you know, whatever it is in your brain anymore to truly connect. It's almost like from Twilight when they were talking about people imprinting on people. You can have those types of connections with people if you haven't been ran through for the streets. And then eventually you lose that ability, though. So I'm telling you, like, the relationship I'm in now, I'm in love in a way I've never been in love before because I wasn't ran through and unable to connect with this man like I have. So y'all need to stop messing up y'all futures and y'all lives and y'all abilities to really connect because you just – I don't think you can be completely fulfilled when your body can no longer connect like it was meant to with the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with. So I appreciate a male actually bringing that up because not enough of us know about it.
Well, let me say this right here. Before I get into the relationship I was in, like I'll be honest with you, I had a lot of baggage, a lot of past experiences, like and I got to the place where I disassociated sex from liking or loving the person. You know what I'm saying? Like to me, you can have I can have sex with somebody I didn't really like. I don't really care about you too much and just keep it moving. it became just a hobby. It became something fun to do, something like to kill the time, and what is what it is. But then I mean, when I got into my relationship with my wife now, and one of the biggest things that I didn't like at the beginning, and it really got me off guard because I didn't really care for it at all. She was like, "Yo, how about we practice like abstinence for a while? Let's go ahead and just not do this for a while, and see how the connection stuff will be." Because she was really big into her religion and stuff. And at first, I'm gonna be honest with y'all, in my mind, I'm like, "Fuck this! Like we can't, this ain't for me. I can't do this. Man, I got needs, man." But I say, you know what, man? I see that I've been through a lot. And this person right here, like I said, I'm gonna try to do this journey with him. And what I said was easy, hell no, it's not easy. It ain't one easy over there. Wanna throw a brick at her some damn days. I didn't like it. But my thing was, go ahead, Flynn.
Can I take it to a religious part of it real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, we look at the Bible, right? A lot of people, I don't know if they're Christians or whatever religion people may have on this podcast listening or on it, but a lot of people, look at things on the religious side, and they, you know, follow the Bible and Christianity or whatever the case may be, right? So in the creations of mankind, when God created man, Adam and Eve, because, you know, for every Adam, there's an Eve. For every Eve, there's supposed to be an Adam. In the Bible, it states, like, there's a lot of king men that had multiple wives, right? That's very known to be back in them days, to have God designed it that way, that they're supposed to have multiple wives. And even to today's religion, today's world, where Muslims and, you know, people in other, you know, religions, they have multiple wives. According to their Bible, that's how it's supposed to be, the Word of God. So we're just really learning about these soul ties and soulmates and things like that, like really getting deep, because all we know is what we're told and what we learn, or even experience. It don't really fit for everybody unless it really makes sense. And young sister was making some sense on a lot of things, but she was using the word she thinks. There's a difference from thinking and knowing. When you know something, you know it is facts. You can't argue this shit. This is facts compared to somebody thinking something. So my thing is, if that's the case and whatnot, why did God, and God understanding the creation of his own creation, why did he create it the way he created it back then, where men can have multiple wives, 5, 6, 20, however many wives they, you know, stress in the Bible that a man had, he had sex with all of them. So he got about 100, okay, however many bodies he got.
Well, let me answer the question for you, because I'm going to speak about certain things when I say I think, mm-hmm. and when I know something, I'm going to tell you I know it. I didn't write any of these medical journals or put this information out. But let me tell you this about the Bible. What I know is that God didn't write it. What I know is that Jesus didn't write it. The Bible was written by men. So you can give your account of what you saw, what you know, but there's a lot of things in the Bible, Old Testament versus New Testament. So I cannot speak to if that was actually real or people wrote it in there because that's what they wanted to have be a thing. It's tainted. Right. And then depending, if you're talking about the King James Bible, where they went and got an uncommissioned drunk monk to write it, stop. So there's a lot when we go into religion.
When we go into religion,
that's a whole bunch of different stuff. And depending on what religion you follow, here's my thing, and I'm not trying to be blasphemous. I don't play them type of games. If you want multiple wives, then that's what you can have. But I do believe you can't tell me nothing about the connection I got with mine. He don't want nobody like he want me, and I don't want nobody like I want him, or love nobody like we love each other. And so to me, I couldn't even contemplate a situation where either one of us would bring up, oh, well, let's bring another woman into it, or let's have a second wife for
wife. I'm talking about the soul ties and all that. I'm not speaking on what you're speaking on. I'm speaking on the connection to the soul ties, because it's all spiritual. Everything is spiritual.
Mommy is spiritual. I think even then, if for me, let me tell you, when you look at those documentaries about people in Africa and stuff like that, those men will come and tell you in a heartbeat, this wife right here, she the main one. She that deal. And all of them got to get in line behind what she say. So there's still a soul tie availability to have happen there. You don't love all those women equally. One of them might be for bearing children. One might be because she cooked better. The other one might be because the sex is just better. And one gathers water better.
Mm-hmm. My confusion is that it's like if you have the more sex that you have with the more bodies that you have, the more you're tainting your insides and preventing yourself from having a true love.
The way that they explain it, it is more, it affects women more than men. So men, and men even fall, they say men know that they fall in love differently than women. So you know what I'm saying? You can look into all this and study all this when you're talking about medical and science. If you want to apply spirituality to it, we can have a different conversation. But I think that women have always inherited. Look, we are the ones being invaded. We are letting someone into our body.
I think on both ends, everybody's right, because but I do think that having a lot of partners over a certain time period, it does wear on your body after a while, on both sides. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get scientific part. It does get us men. After a while, that damn thing going to come up like it's supposed to. Man, we done overworked it. You know what I'm saying? It happens. You know what I'm saying? The girls, some women ain't got no walls. Ain't nothing you can hit. You just throwing it down. Like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody feeling nothing. All right, but anyway, man, let's get into hold on, Flynn. You got something to say, Flynn, real quick?
No, I just it sounds conflicted to me. Like it started out with for every Adam there's an Eve, for every Eve there's an Adam, and then now it sounds like for every Adam there's multiple Eves, and I'm not sure like how the spirituality makes all of that make sense. Like men corrupt everything. So because men were out there having multiple wives doesn't necessarily mean they were living inside God's design. We do what we want to do all the time. Like Tara was mentioning with the ways that the Bible has been corrupted and tainted over the years. Like men will corrupt anything they touch. So like that to me sounded conflicted to me. Like is there one Eve for me or is there multiple Eves for me?
Well, I guess you got to stick and move and see what happens. All right, so let's get into
if you're Muslim,
advice.
Then
let's get into the nice advice. Let's get into the nice advice, okay? I always like read like a couple stories that were sent to me or stories I find online where people ask for advice, and I'm gonna let y'all give the advice on this situation, okay? All right, so the advice is: my wife cannot find a way to forgive me. When we first met, sex was daily and intense. And then I had some mental issues I was dealing with, and start shaming her for her past. I was a real asshole. This went on for about 2 years until they got me the right medication to keep me stable and zen. So for the last year, I've been deeply soul searching and making major changes with my old beliefs and core values. I've also been trying to show her I'm not the same man I was back then, but sex is almost non-existent. And when we try, she thinks about something I said in the past, and it takes her out the mood and the ends. What can I do to get her to forgive the man I was and see the man I have become? Or is it too late and I need to prepare for life without her? Sarah, you go first. Ladies first.
Okay, I'll keep it short and sweet. I have an example from when I was married. So I wasn't allowed to get a divorce the first time I asked. In Missouri, the husband has to agree. They sent him to anger management. He went through it. He passed. They said, give it a try. And this is what I had to tell him in all honesty. Because you've hit me multiple times, the very next time you come home and maybe you slam a cabinet or you slam a pot or you just clap your hands too loud, that is going to trigger a trauma response in me, and I will probably always live in fear of you. And I knew he hadn't changed anyway, but I told him, you need to go and find a woman who doesn't know the old you that I knew, who can be with the new you, as he was claiming it was. Because sometimes we can't get over those traumas. You will always be that big, bad boogeyman that we knew for whatever you did. Now, I will say this as a consolation. Try therapy. Have her go to therapy by herself. You go by yourself, and then you also do couples or marriage therapy as well. If the therapy doesn't work, you guys might need to part ways because some wounds are too deep, in all honesty. It just doesn't work sometimes.
Okay, Flair, go ahead.
Yeah, man, so I mean, I'll kind of echo that because I had a similar experience, but from, you know, the male perspective. I told you my marriage ended because of my alcoholism and stuff like that. And, I went and got treatment, got better. I'll be 5 years sober in February, and but there was, I had to come to the realization when the marriage ended that I will never understand what it was like to have to live with you. I'll never understand what I did to her and what pain or hurt I caused. So there's no way I can try to dictate how or when that heals. It either heals or it doesn't. Like Terry said, sometimes some wounds is not really a coming back from, you know. And so I had to come to terms with that. She had to make the decision that was right for her. And regardless of the fact that I had changed, I'm a better person now, you know, it's going to be very difficult, if not damn near impossible, for her to only see that. She saw times where I got better and then I got worse. So she's always waiting for, you know, for the other shoe to drop and for things to go back to where they were. And that's trauma that I caused. So I have to take responsibility for that, own that, and understand it. You know, I may have done too much and it ain't no coming back. You know, therapy, I would, you know, absolutely recommend if this is a marriage or a relationship that you trying to hold on to or keep, you know, do the work, go get the therapy, go talk to somebody, but we can't dictate when somebody is over something. We can't force them to do it. There's no action that we can necessarily take. We can be a different person and let them see that different person on a daily basis, but that's about the best you could do.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Jarrell, man, go ahead, bro.
And both of y'all said some real stuff. Counseling, first of all, she needs to get counseling by herself, and then, you know, together with him. He needs to man up and understand he made that bed. He has to lay in it, you know, and he has to be patient and understanding with her and continue to, you know, do whatever he got to do to get over that on his, play his role. But like she said, like the sister said, if all that don't work, exercise all the remedies and suggestions and solutions to that problem. If none of it works, then you got to accept what it is and you have to part ways and try over again with somebody else and do it right this time, because all our situations in the past were nothing but experiences and lessons that we're supposed to learn. So counseling, patience, understanding, acceptance, accountability, all those that are hard to swallow and a human being is hard to deal with and accept, it needs to be exercised. And if that don't work, then, you know, learn from it and move on.
Got you. My advice for it is, first thing first, brother, like, it's no time frame when a person is hurt, you know what I'm saying? And they can't, you can't expect a person to get over their feelings because you got over it, you know what I'm saying? So you do gotta let that scar heal first, you know what I'm saying? And of course, sex ain't gonna be fun like that no more. Ain't gonna be into it no like you was, because you don't know what's associated with that sex now. You know what I'm saying? Even though, yeah, you're doing everything to prove to her, yes, you changed and yes, you're doing better. And that's the truth, man. Sometimes we get frustrated because we want you to see that we are a better man. We want you to see that we're trying to have something like. We're trying to move forward, and you live it in the past, but we also got to understand that past can hurt. That past can leave a scar. You know what I'm saying? So, like Tara said, like everybody said, yo, yes, she needs to get some therapy for herself, but she also got to come to the conclusion, is this relationship worth savaging? Is this relationship worth keeping, even if this person is changing? Like, what should you do? You know what I'm saying? Should she stay? You know what I'm saying? Or should she just let time heal the way he needs to? He need to let time heal. You know what I'm saying? You coming in hot. She's still cold. You know what I'm saying? So that's my advice for it. All right. I got one more real quick. Then we can go ahead and end the show. All right, here goes. It says, my wife cheated on me. Do I forgive? Me and my wife have been together for 15 years and have a 2-year-old son. Found out Friday, she was pregnant with our second. Couldn't be more excited, but only to find out Saturday that it may not be mine. She confessed to sleeping with her coworker 3 times over the past 3 months at different work events. We never had issues before. Neither of us. I thought I could ever. Words crazy as hell. I never thought that this would happen to me. She had told me that, you know, she apologized and that she cut all ties with the other partner. And she's not letting him know that she's pregnant and has scheduled an abortion and an STD test for later this week. If it weren't for my son, she would be for the streets. I grew up without a father around, and I told myself I'll never do that to my son. The thoughts of split custody and losing time with my son scares the shit out of me. I'm lost. What to do next? I'm going to let y'all get that. Sarah, go ahead, babe.
Get a good lawyer and take your child. Leave that bitch because she's for the streets. Okay, so here's the thing for me. First of all, y'all were married for 15 years. It took 13 years to have a kid. What was y'all up to? But I cannot, this is speaking as a woman, I cannot come back from cheating on me. I most certainly cannot come back from you cheating on me with somebody I got to see every day at work. The disrespect that you've shown, you do not love me, and you do not care about me, and this is how you moved. And now you want to get an STD test? Have you slept with me since you slept? What does that do now if you didn't got something? Because now you didn't gave it to me. And now you want to go kill a kid. You want to go abort a baby. That could be mine. Like, ma'am, sir, like I said, I mean, I'm going to take back the bitch part, although she moved like one, so if it's a walk like a duck, it is what it is. You need to get a lawyer, and you need to try to get full custody of your son. And even if you can't, joint custody is enough. Make sure you stay close to where you can still see him every day. I would hope that she wouldn't get mad at you and try to play funny with the kid when she calls this. But you, no self-respecting person should stay with someone who has cheated on them, messed with the dude raw, and died and possibly gotten pregnant by them. I cannot with this. Get a divorce. That's my recommendation.
All right. Blaine, what you got?
Man, be honest with yourself, homie. Like, I thought you said Jarrell. My bad. Okay.
No, that was planned. This is
I'm saying wild off of hers.
Oh, okay. you know, be honest with yourself, homie. Like, I'm not going. I don't know. I never want to speak ill of marriage or tell somebody to get divorced, but you got to be real with yourself. You know what you can and cannot deal with. If you 10 years from now gonna be laying next to her, still thinking about when she might have been fucking cuz, like. You might as well dip now. It's not going to be beneficial for your son to grow up in a household with two people who really don't love each other anymore. Like, that's almost more harmful than, you know, being the part-time dad or splitting custody or whatever it is that you got to do. So, just be real with yourself. If this is something you can get past, you know, better man than me, but that's you and that's your marriage and your family. Do what's best for you. But be honest with yourself. Just be honest with yourself and know what you're signing up for if you decide to stay.
Got you. Jarrell, what's going on, bro? What you got?
Man, I would just say this. I'm going to keep it simple, man. Put yourself in her situation. If that was you, how would you want her to handle it? And handle it the same way. If you feel like you could be real with yourself, if you did it and you think that, you know, she would, you know, you would want her to give you a second chance, or you would just go ahead and go with the flow because you messed up, then handle it that way. All the extra stuff is just—it's neither here nor there because the kids ain't got nothing to do. You take them to court, and you're gonna have a big court battle. Why on the premises of she cheated? I don't trust her. I want my kids, and you know, if you got the money for all that, go for it. But put yourself switch the situation. Put yourself, you know, in her situation, and how would you want her to handle it? And go from there, because we all human. We make mistakes. It's the consistency.
Oh, Lord. It's the mistake again. I cannot. Yeah.
It is not a mistake
when you take off all your clothes and you stick your wee-wee in somebody. And it is not a mistake when you take off all your clothes and you let a man stick his wee-wee in you unprotected.
It's not a mistake to punch a person, to put your hands on a person. Nothing we do is a mistake.
No, we're going to stay on subject with this. When you get naked and you let a man put his wee-wee in you raw, and you marry, and then you go back and you lay with that man.
That's called a big mistake.
Yeah, okay.
They call it. In some cases, you fucked up, you make a mistake.
What
is a fuck up? A fuck up is a mistake, right? Right. You fucked up.
No,
you consciously chose to cheat.
You consciously chose to cheat. You made a decision.
And that's the mistake she made. She chose the wrong move.
Let me jump in. Hold on. Let me jump in with this right here, though. Everybody forgetting the part. She did it three times.
Unprotected and could be pregnant by this man. But my thing is,
that's three times that she's admitting. I don't think she's going to tell you exactly every time she did something.
Let's say, yeah, I got that. Okay, first time. She had sex with him three times. Let's break this down. She had sex with him three times. Now, all of a sudden, the third time, she gets caught or whatever the case may be. What happened to the other two times? She wasn't worried about none of it then, getting checked out and
exactly.
all that stuff.
So there goes your mistake argument out the window.
You can't just
now,
say that.
Here's my thing is.
Unprotected sex all three times.
Do you think that is the fact that she all of a sudden want to take the DNA test and abortion and all that is because she wants to or because her husband found out? Because remember, the day before, she told him that they're having a baby and he could be the dad.
Yeah.
She didn't tell him that first day that she was pregnant by somebody else. She told him that Friday, yo, I'm pregnant. We're pregnant. We're having a kid, blah, 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 blah. That Saturday, well, I got to let you know something. Bob and the accountant.
Bob and the accountant shot the club three times.
Yep. But
and
yo,
I
but
bet
here's my
you
thing
that's
is,
because
though,
the husband went to work on Friday and told her, all his coworkers, he was going to be a dad again. Bob called her and said, is that my kid? I'm going to have a conversation with this dude. And she broke it first.
That sounds right. That makes sense.
One thing we need to disclose is how he found out. Because it was an accident. He found out on an accident. Like, he walked in there, he seen the pregnancy test. Or did she just come out of the cell, or she just been throwing up, and he don't understand? Like, it could have been something.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
For me, it don't matter.
If it wasn't for the fact that he found out, would she even tell him? What she was going to even tell him? Or did she already schedule an abortion?
You don't make the same mistake three times. This is dumb.
Beyond the kid and beyond the abortion and the DNA test, she let this man hit and she let this man hit raw. I know for me, for the rest of my life, I'm going to be wondering, did she let homie shoot the club up and then came home and let me eat that? That's what's going to be on my mind for the rest of
my
life.
Ooh.
And there is no question. And she will never be able to answer that question to my satisfaction. So I couldn't stay.
All right, here's my last thing to say on that, man. I'm gonna ask one question off this right here. Do y'all think? And this is something I've been noticing, especially in the black community. Is it easier for women to forgive and take in their husband's side child than a husband taking their wife's?
Absolutely. First of all, men can cheat, and we are expected by society to forgive, to be understanding, because people believe that, oh, it's hard for men to be monogamous, like we've heard tonight about men supposedly being able to have multiple wives and stuff like that, right? But if a girl talked to a dude, the dude is done with her. She for the streets. She a hoe. We cannot get away with cheating. Men's pride, their ego, whatever it is, cannot look at this woman and say, oh, my gosh, she had another in her throat, or she had a somebody, you know, banging her back out probably better than me. Like, y'all can't get over it. So there is no way a dude gonna let that baby grow in her belly and stay with her and raise another man's kid at all. And yet, if he gets somebody else pregnant, we supposed to just say, okay, yeah, the kid can come over for Christmases and all that other good stuff. Absolutely.
Who keeps saying y'all supposed to do this? That's what I'm trying to figure out. I've never in any situation felt like
men,
you're supposed to. Like,
when they come home, baby, you know I ain't mean it. You know she ain't mean it.
How many think in the history of the world have that situation happened? A man accepts the baby for, you know, even though it was born out of that. Like, how many
Joseph,
out of the
Joseph
history?
Joseph did it.
I can't recall none. 2,000, maybe a million.
Hey, Joseph
plus.
Joseph sure enough did it. Joseph accepted that immaculate conception.
Yeah,
try to sell that to somebody today.
maybe that's just a level of love that certain human beings can't understand. A level of forgiveness.
Okay, you can say forgiveness because I don't think love is involved. If you cheated on me and you got somebody else pregnant and you were risking my life on catching an STD, you did not love me. So we're going to stop blaming love for the bullshit.
Well, that don't work for everybody. There's 8 billion human beings on it. Everybody don't have the same frequency and emotions that you have. So we're speaking in realistic
terms. Do you think
there
are more men who accept? You think more men would accept the side baby than women?
Oh, no, because you got more men that don't even want to take care of their own goddamn kids. So that's irrelevant. That's an irrelevant question for me to even waste my time on.
Those are facts.
No, I do not.
Well, you know, that is crazy. Hey, yo, look, man, let me go ahead and wrap this up, man. We had a great answer. We had a great conversation, a great topic. Hey, yo, before we leave, I want everybody to shout that, shout themselves out in their podcast. Go ahead, Tara.
Yes, you can find me on YouTube at Opinionated Sense. You can find me on Opulence Radio on Mondays and Wednesday evenings at Truthfully Opinionated.
All right, Flan, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, the What Is TWS podcast, I drop episodes Mondays. I have the League of Kings podcast, which I'm a co-host on. We drop episodes every other Wednesday. And then you can catch me every Friday night on Opulence with the Kiss the Sky experience, and every Tuesday night with All on the Table Happy Hour.
Hey, man, look, man, I also want to shout out Kyle Eric, Blakely Bates, and Jarrell Lamar, man. Thank y'all for tuning in and coming in and at least stopping by. Also, thank my boy, Rude Life NASA. He came in right before the show started. But y'all, man, also I got to thank Tara, and also got to thank Plan, the Hidden Lovers. But anyway.
Oh, wow. I was just about to say I appreciate you, brother, but there you go. I see.
Hey, y'all, man, I want to thank y'all, man, because y'all gave some great opinions and great advice, and I appreciate it, man. Really, I really do. And, yo, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. Like I always say on my regular show, God bless you. Peace.